Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 11 for Tuesday, August 11th. I'm Dave Sims. Ice canola was anywhere from $3 to $6 lower, with the most active November contract checking in at $505.50 per ton. Traders were positioning themselves ahead of the release of the USDA World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. Those are due to be released tomorrow. It is widely expected that report will show lower U.S. soybean acreage. European rapeseed futures and Malaysian palm oil were also lower, which contributed to the declines. Profit-taking may also have been a feature of this morning's activity. Participants were reluctant to push the market too far one way or the other before the USDA report is released. However, growing conditions for canola continue to improve across Western Canada, which is putting pressure on prices. The Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more desirable to out-of-country buyers. Forecasts calling for hot, dry weather have managed to put a weather premium back into the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 14 to 16 cents weaker with the most active November contract, checking in at $9.80 a bushel. Signs are emerging that the U.S. crop might be in better shape than initially thought. The USDA's weekly report stated that 63% of the U.S. crop was rated either good or excellent. Analysts had been predicting a fall in those percentages, but that didn't happen. Worries over the Chinese economy also weighed down values. Corn was 10 to 11 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.90 per bushel. Prices were correcting lower after hitting a two-week high on Monday. Roughly 70% of the corn crop is rated good or excellent in the U.S. Profit-taking was a feature ahead of tomorrow's USDA report. The French corn crop is down 30% from last year due to extreme dryness this spring. U.S. wheat was 15 to 16 cents lower, with the September contract sitting at $5.09 per bushel. The market traded lower in sympathy with corn and soybeans. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is essentially complete, while the U.S. spring harvest is 28% complete. Ukraine has also completed its harvest, and 26.2 million tons is estimated to have been collected. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, August 11th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.